Blog Talk Radio.
Technical issues.
Yeah, all right.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. How is your Saturday going?
Welcome.
It seems like the day has just flown by, at least for us. But here we are. We get to relax and be with you, discuss different issues of perception and what the future holds. So I'm very happy to be here with you. And I will be conducting your readings using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. So I want to show you, those of you on Facebook, you're able to see. Yes, it's just an ordinary deck of cards. Also, would like to mention that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our calls. And while this is not going to be totally complete, I mean, normally a session is at least 30 minutes, and we lay the cards out repeatedly during the show. I mean, during the session. But during the show, we only have enough time for one layout. So it's important to remember, this is a sample of what personal prophecy can actually accomplish in your life. So I am now going to turn you over to our very own Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everyone. I want to remind you, this show is for informational and educational purposes. I'd also like to remind all the folks that are be joining us tonight. A lot of you haven't here yet. We have started a little late, so it is what it is. But if you are international, you should let us know anytime you happen to pop in, either on the phones or in Facebook. Let us know, because we are broadcasting simultaneously on Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So.
And remember, we don't see you unless you put up an emoji, you say hi, something like that.
Anyway, if you are international, no matter what platform you are on, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. We have none to give right now, but they will come. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, before the show starts, you'll hear hold music, and if we're running late, you'll continue to hear that hold music until we do start the show. But then you'll hear the show, and it tells you that, which is the big point is, as long as you hear something, everything's operating normally. If you have extended periods of silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That usually fixes it. Facebookers that are not here yet, I'm only going to speak to you because, well, there's nobody here to speak to about what we do if there's no calls. Why should I tell nobody? I will not speak to nobody.
Good thinking.
Yes, I am a thinker. I've been thunking a long time. All right, now. When you do hear that sound, not typically, you'll hear obviously after a while, because that means your reading is concluded. Please, so let it conclude. Let Deb wrap it up, and so we can move on to the next poison. But before you depart, I will have a single card to draw to you from another deck, and this other deck tonight is the Healing Angel card deck. So I will draw a card and read it to you. It's all random, of course, and then we shall move on, but not until then. So please wait for your card after you hear the hops. Let's see. I got some stuff here. National Prime Rib Day.
Oh, yes.
Can't go wrong with that.
No.
Good to be a carnivore, let me tell you. You know.
And that one in the picture, that would cost a few dollars for sure.
Yeah, that's the 7 bones. That's a big one. That's a pretty good size hunk of prime rib there. Picture is deceiving, but you just got to do is count the bones.
And you can get that cut in steaks, and then
you want or whatever.
Ribeye.
But why bother?
Yeah,
it's good like that. It is Save the Frogs Day. Yeah, well, you know, You don't really, we don't see a lot of frogs. We see people get frogs and toads mixed up. Toads are typically what you see in your yards and stuff if they're flopping around.
Aren't they brown?
Oh, yeah, there's obviously, there's no, there's a distinguishing difference. But a lot of people just say, oh, frog, that's a frog, it's a frog, that's a toad. Let's see here. National Go Birding Day. I don't really care about bird watching. That's kind of Morse Code Day. I guess it must have been some Morse code stuff being invented or put together right around this time, I'm assuming. So, all right, Deb, what do you got?
Oh, I've got a deck of cards that I've got all warmed up.
Okay.
That's what I've got.
You got nothing special to talk about then.
Well, there's so much going on, but there are certain topics, of course, we want to avoid. You know, there are things like politics. Oh. Or some of the heinous crimes that are going on. No.
There have been heinous crimes going on since the beginning of time.
Now they're getting a lot of media attention.
That's the difference is the media. That's the difference. Because when horrible things happen and you put it in the media, whoa, you get a lot of hits and a lot of this, and they get advertising dollars on their websites and on their news channels. So
they do.
Because everybody loves dirty laundry. Like Don Henley said.
Who did?
That was Don Henley. Everybody loves dirty laundry.
Oh, I love that song.
Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
Well, you know, they got a job to do. And as myself, having been a past journalist, you're looking for that juicy, hot story.
Yeah, they typically don't want to read about little puppies playing in the snow. Nobody wants to see stories about that. They want to see, holy crap, that plane exploded in midair.
Yeah, forget
holy
about human
shit.
Interest. Yeah, we don't want to
that
hear
man that. Ran through the mall with a freaking machete and hacked up people's arms off. That's what we want to see.
It's strange, isn't it?
Sad,
how we are dazzled with the...
It's like the Romans, man, with the gladiator shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Not unlike that. Just a different media. They didn't have media, so they all had to come to the Colosseum.
To watch people die.
Yeah.
What was that thing that went around on the, it cut their heads off when they were.
That was that one movie, Caligula.
Oh, Caligula.
I don't know that they were doing that at the Colosseum. I don't know what they were doing.
I thought we saw that in Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones is fiction, so that wouldn't even worth, wouldn't even discuss that according to Rome or anything. So we don't need to talk about that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, right, then I guess we'll get the show on the road.
Let's do it.
First caller, 850 in Florida, 850, welcome
to
the show.
Hello there, welcome to the show. You are number one, and we're happy to have you. Hi.
Thank you. I need some uplifting. Aww. I'm the one from Florida with the man that's the addiction.
Is it Michelle? Is it?
Michelle.
Yes, it is. It's Michelle.
Michelle Marbell.
Oh, yeah, that was popular.
Beatles.
Yeah, and I did not like my own name growing up. Oh, I wanted to be Michelle or Pamela.
Oh.
Just think about it. The name's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but Deborah seems so ordinary. I don't know.
Kids are never happy with their
They're
names
never.
At a certain age.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, tell us, Michelle. How
this
are
is
you?
Michelle's time.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, up and down. You know, sometimes I'm real sad, and other times I'm pretty motivated. And I went and worked on somebody's yard and did some yard work. Oh God, I'm suffering the consequences, but I needed to make a little extra money. But long story short, when we first were separating. You know, he wanted me to, he comes walking in, what are you going to do about the mailbox? You're going to get your own mailbox? I'm like, you know what? That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get my phone changed. I'm going to get my own phone. I'm going to get my own mailbox, which I ain't done that yet. But so anyways, I had to call him today to get to get my name off of his account and so I can keep my old phone number. But in the long run, I didn't get to keep my old phone number because it wouldn't have been a new customer if I kept my old number, even though it was under his account. or I'd have to pay for the phone. So I just went with the new phone number. But you could tell he was like, he was mad that I was getting, well, why are you getting your own phone? I would have paid the bill for you. And I was sitting there thinking, so you can control me. But I didn't say nothing. I didn't say that, you know.
Right.
And
that.
Well, I don't understand the mailbox thing.
Yeah.
What's this mailbox thing? Well, you are in the house, right?
But they have a boat, don't you? Aren't you the lady?
Yeah, yeah. So we both share our own P.O. box. We, you know, I mean, we've been together like 11 years.
Gotcha.
You know, we both wear wedding rings and stuff like that, you know.
Understood. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yep, makes sense. All right, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
To you.
Oh, no, that's okay. So anyways, I was doing the phone thing, and he made that remark about paying for the phone. And I says, you know, and he's like, well, I'll pay the dish bill, you know, and since I'm using the dish. I'm like, well, that's fine. I said, but I pay for it automatically out of my account. And he didn't say nothing else. And he said that right in front of the people there at the thing. I'm like, now's not the time to talk about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, I mean, I didn't say that, but I'm like, why are you discussing this in front of other people, you know? And then he came back in. He's like, well, is my bill going to go up? Because I had three lines, and now it's only going to be two lines. And they said, yeah, it was. I mean, I didn't know it was, but I guess he had a deal for three lines. He never told me that, you know. So now he's pissed off that his bill's going to go up a little bit because I'm not on the phone bill anymore, which I would have thought it would have been cheaper.
That makes absolutely no sense. Usually they cut you a deal on the third line, but your bill usually goes up with every line you get. Otherwise, I would automatically get three lines.
No, it was some type of special if you got – it was some type of special if you got the three lines, or maybe four lines. It might have been four lines. So if you get four lines, I guess you get a special deal. And so now it went down to either two or three lines. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to raise it up that much. But I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you're sitting there telling me you're going to pay the phone bill, but now you're fussing that the phone bill is going to go up a little bit because I'm not on there. You know, I don't understand what's going on in his head.
Not much.
You know?
Yeah, and what?
Finish. Oh. You thought I have some shout-outs to give.
I think this minutia is part of redirection on his part because he does not want to talk to you and deal with the core problem here, his addiction. So he's going to fill it all up with these minor details, okay? And it's what my perception is, it's a lame attempt on his part to feel you out a little bit to see if you're going to say, you know, this is really ridiculous. We're talking about the satellite. We're talking about the phones, mailboxes. Why don't you just come home? And,
I have international shout-outs to give. International shout-out to Catherine in Ireland, Virgil in England. I tried to merge the two words together and make them one. Lizzie is in Scotland. My Foxy, where is she?
She's in Puerto Rico.
She is in Puerto Rico. We'll give that international. It's a territory. International, nonetheless.
So, Michelle,
I'm
going to lay down these cards. We've spoken to her before. She has had to take a stand with her husband. He wasn't going to focus and address his addiction.
Clean himself up.
Yep, to step up and be the man she married. She ousted him.
Said you got
to
go.
Yeah. So we're just now getting into all of this. And we're glad to have all of you with us. Okay, so.
So I guess she just wants to look at the situation. She didn't give you a specific question, or did I miss it?
We can keep just looking.
Okay,
at the
just
situation.
Keep ongoing the flavor, current snapshot of what's going on and what you see in the near future.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right on.
That's usually that's what everybody wants to know.
In my book, now I'm not trying to commercialize it here.
In my book.
I don't think that's a.
It isn't. It isn't.
No.
I changed some words
around. In my room, I think it is.
Oh, that was the Beach Boy one. That wasn't the song I was singing, but go ahead.
In my book, I discuss a theory my grandmother had called the evolution of emotion. And this is derived from the fact that when two people have a conflict, think of them using the face of a clock at straight up 12, okay? Now, when they go to 1, 2, 3, down that side, you're in serious opposition with each other, okay? A lot of words get said, and you know how it is. I personally think of anger,
real anger. I've been really nice to him. I mean, I just sent him that email. Now, I haven't discussed it any further, you know.
Well, I will explain to you why that is such an irritant for him. But also, if the hands of that clock go around, you're the farthest away emotionally from each other. But as you start heading towards 6 o'clock, this is when you're entering a time where that individual is beginning to reminisce and think about the good times and not so much churning over and over, you know, the real hot issues. So as you start heading up the backside of the clock, you are reaching a point of need where that individual will start to feel a strong sense of need, longing, desire for you. And as it goes to like 10 and 11 back to 12, which now would be like midnight, that person is going to want to renegotiate because they miss you so much. And it takes a lot to go through that. Just because it's a clock doesn't mean it's happening in one day. But when you start looking at it like that, and you being so nice to him, the subtext to that is, well, I'm pretty happy without all this trouble. I'm happy living here by myself without the hell of that addiction hanging over my head. And that would be most irritating to somebody that really wants to, like they say, get your goat. Well, he's not being very successful in getting your goat. Now, he's working, what I see in these cards, he is working really hard to rely on like his ego, his pride. He's thinking some very conceited things like, well, she isn't thinking about what she's got here with me. I mean, I can just see him like, well, la-dee-da, let her have her freedom and stuff. She'll find out it's not so sunny on that side of the street.
Yeah, but I think he's hoping that I'm going to fail so I come running back to him.
Right.
I think that's why he wants to pay all my bills.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that is guaranteed. What you can tell
the way
there's no discussion of the topics, and he's just pointing out little problems with the situation but has nothing to do with the subject. He's hoping that eventually you'll be like, oh, I miss you. I want you back. And then he won't have to go to rehab or anything.
And I told you there's another man coming on the scene.
A mighty good man, right?
Yes. And that man is here again in your cards. He's under what you don't expect. And you are going to be meeting him. Three clubs is that card of time. Rama called it duration of time. But I think a better way to explain it is that an important event, not always bad, and this isn't bad here, is coming at you like a ball soaring through space. And you don't have to pay attention to it. It's just going to keep coming. You can turn your back on it and it'll just hit you in the head. Or you can be ready and say, gotcha, when that ball gets close enough to you. That is an event that is going to become reality. And he is right here. Then things are
going
to get interesting, Michelle.
That's funny that you say that, because all day today I've been looking around like, okay, that is not my type. That is not my type. Okay, I don't want to be with anybody. You know why I'm even looking, you know. But yes, part of me is like happy right now because I don't have that stress hanging over my head. I mean, I feel a sense of relief. I got my own phone, and I don't have to worry about him getting pissed off if I call a psychic and I spend some money on a psychic because it's not going to the email. You know, just little stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
And you're going to have your moments, too. You know, the flip side to strength is, of course, weakness. And if this marriage is not going to survive, you're approaching a death of a relationship. And that brings with it all of its own, you know, issues and things. But for right now, your cards look great. You're holding steady. And I know this is difficult because you deep down inside, Michelle, you know you deserve better than this.
Well, and she wants she wants him to fix himself.
She does.
Because nobody else, you can't fix somebody else. They have to fix themselves.
This is tough love right now.
Yeah, and it's the first step.
I know, and I've tried for so long for him to get help, you know, and I just don't think he's going to do it.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right. So probably something more bad has to happen, which is not good.
Well, that's what I think.
But it is what it is.
He may pass out on the street. He might, you know, I mean, who knows? Do you know all the places he frequents? Is he a barfly? Does he?
No, he doesn't really go to bars at all. I'm wondering, would he go to a bar just to make me jealous? I don't know. It was somebody local right here where we live at that he got something from. And, you know, I think it's because I would not give him any medicine. I'm like, I'm not your pharmacy. You need to go to a doctor. You need to go to a doctor. And because I knew he was drug seeking, you know. And
of course.
Was it an STD? Was it an STD?
A what?
Is that what we're talking
about? I don't remember that. He never got an STD, right?
No.
Social disease.
Not that I know of.
But he wanted her to go to the doctor?
He wants drugs. And you have to get them from a doctor. Or you can buy them off the street, but the doctor's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
So
he went to the hospital yesterday, and he said he had a bad tooth. Now, that very well may be possible. He could have been drug-seeking and really been in pain, too. You know, you just never know with him, you know.
They're starting to get a little more.
He does have a bunch of bad teeth.
We have a national agency that's been in force for a few years now. It's a drug management, pain medication.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
And, you know, they watch. Some doctors are terrified of giving you, like when my husband was terminal, and National Institute of Health told him, you're allowed to have a great big jar of oxycodone if you need it.
Yeah, when you're just trying to extend your life, but it has a period on it, there you can, if you need something to make you feel better, then here you go.
But the primary care physician we'd had for years, she said, no, I can give you 7, but that's all you're going to get.
Well, she's not a specialist, so she would probably get in trouble possibly.
She did get in trouble with somebody else,
so now she was gun shy.
So eventually, his records are going to be tagged drug seeking.
Yeah, that's what the streets are for.
He'll be lucky to get a Tylenol.
Well, you'll have to buy them off the streets, which he already has.
Going for like $30 a tab.
That's how she caught him just recently. The most recent thing, she caught him buying it from a buddy. Yep. And you know what they say?
And he admitted to it too. When I caught him, he admitted and he told me the truth. And
But didn't he tell you it was like this is only one time or something? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, it was only one time. I said, oh,
but you know how that is, right?
Maybe one other time is what he said.
Oh, yeah. Anytime anybody gets caught doing anything, that's the first time I've ever done this. They say that to the cops all the time. Oh, no. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what addicts do. They all lie. They all do what they got to do for what they need. That's what they do.
But it would have eventually led to more. Even if it was just one, it would have led to more.
Sure.
And honestly,
you're right.
Truly, I feel like he's been doing it for the past 6 months, but I could never prove it because he was just showing some signs, you know, like itching, scratching your head. I mean, not just a little bit of scratch. I'm talking about
I know you told us about one, but you're probably right. You would know. You know that person. So you're right, I'm sure. You know him.
I mean, I could be wrong, you know.
Yeah, probably not, though, right, based on the history and – you got to trust your gut on that one.
And I want to give you a little bit of hope here, Michelle, because I do see that he does contemplate going to get some help to switch, to change this up with you, switching back to
Is he thinking of doing it just to make her happy and not for himself? Because then you know that doesn't work.
Yeah, for right now, that's what he wants to do.
Right. Yeah, that when somebody says, all right, I'll go to rehab if that'll make you happy, like, you know what? You know that they're going to come off that wagon because they're not doing it for the right reason.
No. No. So, well, that I just want you to know that you're walking a really important path for yourself. Your cards are reflecting it. You're going through a lot emotionally. And you have, but you do have another man you're going to meet. And then, like I say, things are going to get interesting. Because often in my work that I do with clients, often that's when the estranged partner wants to come running back, making every promise under the sun.
Yeah, he babbled and stopped me too.
A lot of them, I forgot what I was going to say.
I know nothing.
Well, anyways, they'll make all these promises, but it's only, I know what I was going to say, but it's only to keep you in, like, say, a holding pattern with them feelings. Your spirit is going to change through the pain. And then we start looking at it with 20/20 vision, and we're thinking, do I really want to go back into that? Can I trust that person again? Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
All right, real quickly here before we move on, I have a healing angel card for you, and this is interesting. It's kind of cryptic. Divine mystery is the subject. You, along with the sun, earth, moon, and stars, are part of one creation, a divine mystery unfolding each moment. Be present and feel the power of now. Be in the moment and witness the wonder of it all. That's like one of those really overwhelming, cryptic, big picture. You are part of the universe, and it's awesome, and every day is a new day and type of thing, which is true. But I'm just, it is. And we forget that sometimes. We all wrapped up in our own little lives, and we realize, well, we're not the only person running around here having problems. And however bad I got it, somebody's got it worse. That's not a consolation, but, you know, you got to feel for your fellow man sometimes. And that's why no matter what happens, I always say, well, at least I got this or got that, or I have this and I got that anytime something bad happens, because it could always be worse.
Yep, it could be.
Yeah, and that wasn't meant for you. That's just meant for my philosophy. But thank you so very much. We appreciate you holding very patiently, as always.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys, as always.
Yeah, we wish the best of luck to you, and you know we will be here Monday.
A final thought to you.
Oh, stand by.
Is that I have a wonderful client that is getting married in June. In June. She is marrying the man that was in her cards the same way this one is in yours. And she was caught up in a really, highly negative, self-destructive relationship with somebody who had issues with drugs and infidelity and all kinds of, you know, bad things. She didn't need it. She didn't deserve it, but she felt so, I forget what, Virgil and the others had called that, a trauma bond. She had this trauma bond with him, and I kept saying to her, you know, one day this man's going to come knock at your door, and there's going to be another better man standing behind you as you open that door. And that man is going to heal your heart. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so... You know, if it can happen for others, it can happen for you. Now, I'm not giving up hope on your marriage here, because sometimes getting through the worst of it can help you make the most of it. So we'll, you know, hold on to some faith here. He's a good man. I see in your cards. He's not a louse. You know, he's a good man that's gone astray. But I think what you're doing... No, I mean, I think I did by accident. So anyway, try to hold on to that, but don't give in. Right now, you are making positive strides for the future. Think of it this way. You're in a rowboat, and he's out there in the water, and he's begging you, I want to get in the boat because I'm out here, and I'm cold, and I'm drowning. And you're thinking, sorry, pal, you better do a expert dog paddle to get where you're going, because I'm out of here. And you start rowing away. So, yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you check in with us. We'll be on News for the Soul.
Monday, it's a different show. It's a different time. It's News for the Soul, and it's an hour earlier. And Nicole, who runs News for the Soul, will still advertise our show, so you will see it advertised. But it will be 1 hour earlier than normal, only on Mondays.
Yeah.
Mondays is the only difference. All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't think I did, so I shall do it. And if I did, I'll give it twice. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. We got a couple folks from the land
it
of the Scots.
We only have two people in here, but I dispute that.
Well, we don't know. They come and they go, and who knows? It's Facebook. It's free software.
Yeah, you guys, it's good to lock up your medication. Keeps everybody honest. You know, especially when you have teenagers in the house. I didn't know what they would have these. Have you ever heard of these farm parties? This is horrible. One of my sons told me about it.
I bet they don't do those as much anymore.
I hope not, because they would take, like, medicine out of medicine chests, blood pressure medicine or, you know, Xanax or whatever's in there, and they'd throw it all in a big bowl. And then they would take those drugs.
No. It is what it is and what it will be. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. We are going to area code 775. Is this our Wendy?
That it is.
Yes, it is. Hello to both of you. Thank you for accepting my call.
Absolutely. Welcome and thank you for being patient.
Yes.
Well, I have some very interesting news to share with the two of you, if you don't mind. Thank you. It's regarding the traumatic, stressful situation of leaving my previous apartment and the manager and the assistant manager. And I vacated the apartment on the 14th day of this month. And then 2 days later, I paid $250 for a professional cleaning service to do a move-out deep clean. And I went back into the apartment on Friday with my friend Geneva, who is also my realtor. And the first thing we encountered was sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor was the stove. They had pulled out the stove, and there were wires being pulled out, etc. And late March, I had notified the office that two burners were not working, so it's still not repaired. Also, we noticed that in the master bedroom, my bedroom window had been pulled open completely, 100%. It's a bottom floor apartment. Somebody could have easily stepped inside and graffitied or damaged the apartment, and no doubt they would have held me accountable. Geneva and I went into the office and turned in the keys, and Geneva mentioned to her that it was not correct that there should be somebody entering the apartment without my knowledge and consent. The manager showed a printout where I had called and notified them in late March, and that I had said that they needed to knock and ring the doorbell or call in answer to the question about could they enter. That was my response that they documented. So Geneva let them know that they were wrong in many areas. And also, I had asked the assistant manager if we could do the pre-move out walkthrough via telephone, just have the maintenance man walk room through room and tell me if he saw anything that he wanted to discuss. And he said yes. So the maintenance man called me just before he entered the apartment. He said, okay, I'm here. And I said, well, thank you. I appreciate it. And then he said, I'll call you back. He waited around 16 minutes to call me back, and he said, okay, all done. And I was shocked, and I said, well, I was going to be informed. And I said, what are your findings? And he said, well, I'm going to go and give the report over to the assistant manager. So I was very polite, and I waited about 4 hours, and I finally emailed the manager, and I said, I'm concerned. I never got my opportunity to interact. And I said, can you send me the PDF report? And he did. And it mentioned painting and me paying buying seven cans of paint, labor for a painter and for janitorial. And anyway, and I asked for a specification, what do you mean janitorial? And that this person humiliated me by giving me the Webster definition of janitorial, and I said, no.
Oh.
Be specific. What are you referring to? Anyway, the manager, her first name begins with a T, she returned on Friday from her vacation. And also, when Geneva and I were in the apartment, I opened up the dishwasher, and I was stunned because it was filthy dirty. And it was like a can of pop had exploded inside of it. So I emailed her, and I was told her all this, and she was incredulous. And she was saying, are you saying somebody came into the apartment and dirtied it after you had left? Well, yes, I am. So anyway, I sent her an intensely informative, detailed email about everything that transpired. Never used any bad language. The only thing I did say was that when I attempted to clarify with the assistant manager, he was very annoyed and irritated. She responded back, and she said, in the interest of resolving this, I am going to go ahead and just close your account. And all you'll be responsible for is the lost key. I did lose a key. I'm sorry I did. And also the closing utilities. And then she actually put in writing that she had not walked the apartment, but she had been told that the carpet had to be replaced, which is a lie. So she put it in writing that she had not even toured the apartment, but she was going to go ahead and close my account and just charge me for the key and the unpaid utilities. So my question is, she was going to send that email to me, I thought, on Friday. So what's going to happen? Is it going to turn out this way, or is she going to try to – I have it in writing, black and white. I don't see how she could, because she says she hadn't even looked at the apartment and she was going to do this. So is it going to – am I going to get my full security deposit back? What's going to happen here?
Okay, here we go.
A lot of things going on.
You know, and Wendy, I told
you. Lots of things going on there.
Before I used to manage, I've worn a lot of hats, let's put it that way. But before I managed a 60 units of apartments. That was in Kenwood, by the way.
Which one?
A Partridge Street.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Across from the inside, the people with apartments all around an inside swimming pool.
So it wasn't the Partridge Street that we had lived on?
Yes,
it was.
It
was the exact same place. Okay.
I forget the name of the apartment.
It don't matter. They changed names.
But they wanted me to be a shyster. And they said, we don't give security deposits back. So we expect that you're going
to just nitpick and find shit.
I couldn't find that in my spirit. and they didn't expect me to turn in any paperwork. I mean, this was a really shoddy way to run an apartment complex for them. And I let people go. There was one, oh my God. He moved in and he lifted up the carpet to show me. Oh, it was full of, what are those things called? Millipedes?
Oh, yeah. Or centipedes or millipedes, one or the other.
Those snaily things, and it was alive under there.
That usually means it's very, very moisty under there if they're there. Because, that's good. That should not be like that.
I was with Roger then, and Roger said, you people, and I agree, you guys go out of town for the holiday weekend. I think it was like Memorial Day, and we are going to tear all this out and replace it. We would do stuff that could have cost us the job. But I think that's what you've got going here is that, first of all, they want to get rid of you, Wendy.
But they want to take your money.
But they want, and there's going to have to come a point where you just cut your losses and stop, dealing with them. Just put it behind you. If you have to, what did she want her to do? Pay for the key and.
Oh, I didn't miss all that. They're trying to nickel and dime her.
Yeah.
They're being jackwads. But I thought she had gotten an advocate that was supposed to be on her side.
Yeah. What happened with the advocate, Wendy?
Nothing has happened at all. But the point I'm making is. The manager sent me an email stating, I have not even looked at your apartment in the interest of amicability. I'm going to go ahead and close your file, and all you're responsible for is the remaining utilities to the end of the month and the cost of replacing the key. So she put that in black and white. That's an email, not a text. So,
doesn't matter.
Will that email protect me?
Yeah. Well, she's right here.
If she sent you an email, they know that they're going to be screwed if they didn't honor that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are admissible.
They intend to do that.
And she, you're a thorn in their side.
Yeah, you're not rolling over.
She's
taking it.
She feels bad for you.
And that
and
too.
And yes,
yeah.
I think that the two of you are going to part. Amicably.
Yeah, if you got that email saying that, that means that they actually plan
that
on doing that.
That would hold up in court.
Oh, they know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people have been doing the court stuff already a lot, so they know about the court system. So if they sent that email, they know that they must plan on doing that. And that's what the cards say.
Yeah, I think you're telling me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Deborah, that email means that they're going to have to stick to it.
Yeah.
Well, they have to, Now, if they don't, then now you have some recourse and you have evidence.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think what happened was they might have questioned the maintenance man, and maybe it was revealed that, he did. There was a pop bottle that exploded, and he didn't have any concern for my financial responsibility, just la-di-da, and also they left the apartment unsecured, and that was wrong. And also, they really have been entering the apartment without my knowledge and consent, and she wanted me to pay the utilities till the end of the month. Well, I chose to discontinue the utilities on Friday because they're going to be working in the apartment. Why should I pay electricity for them to do that?
You know what? You don't. And I really, let's look at the big picture here. You've bought a lovely home. You showed me the pictures. They were stunning, really stunning pictures. Beautiful patio. You have very good taste, Wendy. The patio is gorgeous. All the rest of it, the rooms are just like spotless, and you can do so much. This, what you're going through, is like putting a period at the end of a horrible sentence. You are going to be able to put that period and walk away and just enjoy your beautiful new home. And that's
Thank you. And will Geneva and I stay friends for the rest of my life?
Who?
Whoa. Now you asked a big, now you asked another, threw another question about the rest of your life even.
There is a friendship here.
Okay, I'm just saying, that's like, oh, by the way, while I stay the rest of my life, I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Well, I think that it could very likely be a very good, friendship.
All right,
so
real
Wendy,
quick. Yes.
Here's
I have,
your card.
I have a healing angel card before we move on. Peace is the subject. No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love and peace will follow.
Yes.
All right, Wendy, thank you very much for being patiently holding.
And kiss that place goodbye.
Yep. You're going to be very happy when you never speak with them again when you finalize everything.
Thank you, hon. Take care of yourself.
And you can look back on it and laugh someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
All right.
Well, thank you. I think that they realized who they were dealing with, and they knew I had too much facts. And so because of that email, legally, if that would stand up in court, and they have to stick by what she
absolutely.
Said, that if she hadn't mentioned that she hadn't walked through the apartment, then that would be different. But she says
that
she has not even walked through the apartment, but she's going to graciously waive everything and just pay the utilities. Well, I'm not going to pay the utilities after the last day I was there, which was Friday. So I hope that I'm okay with that. But so it sounds like you're telling me they're not going to push it. They're just going to stop it, and I won't have to worry about this nightmare anymore, correct?
Right.
That's what it looks like. All right, Wendy, thank you.
Take care.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck, and we shall speak to you again and again.
Now, I'd like to address the conversation that's happening in Facebook where we're streaming live. They're talking about, they've been talking about drugs.
Your house. House like his Vicodin.
Oh,
he always talked about Vicodin and Vicodin.
I have to tell you, I'd have to go out with Hugh Laurie if he would be house. House. Yeah, the jerk, the a-hole that he is. Something about that is just, it makes me swoon.
You know, it's a fictional character, right?
I know.
Okay. All right.
But I love that he's so, and Virgil's giving us some kind of clinical info about it. And you know, everybody lied for that man.
Because they liked him and they wanted him to keep his job.
And my husband was dying of cancer while we were watching all these host shows. And he said, you know, Deb, that man might be a butt wipe, but boy, that's the doctor I want.
Sure. Yeah. You want that guy because he likes to crack a case. Not that he so much cares about the person. He wants to solve the mystery, the
and
problem. He's a problem solver. He doesn't really care about the human feelings that much. He wants to solve the problem.
And that aha moment. He'd be.
Oh, yeah, about 10 minutes to the hour, unless it was some kind of episode with a whole bunch of other stuff going, about 10 minutes to the hour, the aha was coming. It's like, you know what? They were the same, but they were interesting, and there was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of humor. But you'd watch it, and you're like, all right, hey, we think it's this. Well, you already know that's not going to work because there's always still 50 minutes left of the show. There's no way that they're going to solve the guy's problem. They're not going to solve shit until about 1:45 or 10:02 of the hour. Yep. All right. You ready? Pick them up. Let's do it. You ready? I'm asking you ready. Yep. All right, we're going to the next caller. Is area code 520. Olisa.
Hello.
Oh, hi, you two. Hi.
Hi.
Bilkelman.
Well, hi.
I'm okay. It's my last night with my son. He leaves in the morning.
Go back to his base in Texas for a few days.
But you know what? These guys today have it so easy. They get to keep phones. They get to have their video games. You know, we're back to the day you waited for that Pony Express.
Yes. But I did have a Game Boy.
Yeah, you had a Game Boy.
I had a Game Boy, and I had the AC adapter thing, so I didn't have to worry about dealing with batteries. And I had a lot of little Game Boy games.
And Jim had.
And I read a lot of books, and I slept a lot.
And he had Farmyard Folly. Which today people...
That was one moment. That was actually when I was on the... I think I was on the Washington. No, maybe I was on the Roosevelt. I don't know. I get my ships mixed up.
There was Faces of Death, if any of you ever saw them back in the day. They were like documentaries.
Oh, that was, yeah, we had that in the 80s.
Yeah, and people would have faces of death parties, that kind of thing.
There was stuff that was shocking then, but you see it all over the internet now.
Like they had those monkeys.
Yeah, that, I think that was staged, that one.
And they were knocking on the monkey's
that looked head. Not, that one didn't look real, but they had like a lot of real news like footage of crime scenes and stuff like that. But
and
it was
then the
no, barn- that was just regular place nowadays.
It was Barnyard Follies. And Jim would get calls on the ship.
That one actually wasn't titled that. The one that was the famous one back in the 70s, but this one was called, it was the same but different. It was some German one called Animal Passion. They didn't even change. I don't even know where I got it from. I got it, and anyway, they changed they didn't even bother. They left it in German. It was all German. It was in German. So you never understood anything anybody was saying.
No, but you didn't have to.
It was horrible.
Like, well, one thing I always wondered is how that woman was able to have sex with a big pig. Because don't they have, aren't their genitals like corkscrews?
I think we should just shut this trail down. I don't know that there's any need. I don't see any need to talk about barnyard sex at the beginning of Lisa's call.
Well, Lisa,
I have no
Lisa.
Freaking clue. Why would we need to talk about that?
I forgot how we got there.
We didn't get there that way. You brought it up. I don't even know.
Oh,
Lisa probably said, huh, it's the sun is still up here. Somehow you made a jump to freaking Barnyard Folly somehow.
Saying my son is leaving in the morning.
Yes.
And then he will be gone for almost a year.
Well, and then we made stuff how they didn't have social media and now they do, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, women, men, what the significant others of people had to decide, do I go out tonight with friends or do I sit here and stare at that phone because it might ring? And I thought to myself, that is bad mental health. You should go out with your friends and come home. You'll hear the message. So.
All right, let's go ahead and remember Lisa's here. Lisa, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm going to have to, my phone is dying. I'm sorry I didn't charge it. My son just left and it was unexpected. And we're getting along. Everything's fine. But do you see that being okay for him?
That what? What will?
Okay.
I think you see.
Things will go okay, you
my
mean?
My son.
Things?
My son left.
Yeah, she heard
we're
that.
We're getting along just fine. I'm just, is he going to be okay?
Is he going to be okay? That's the question. All right, and if your phone dies, you know, you can go back and always listen to the reading on Blog Talk. It'll be there archived.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let you know.
Thank you.
We understand when the phone goes dead, the phone goes dead. What the hell are you going to do?
Sorry. It's about ready. I didn't even charge it.
Shit happens. Shit happens.
Got away.
Shame on you.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. We live attached to chargers.
Yeah, we do, you know. All right. Cards are going down for you.
Well, I don't know the specifics, and you don't have to tell us. I'm just going to tell you the weather report of the situation, okay, so to speak.
She's doing the typical snapshot that she likes to see, and she wants to know, you know, obviously he's going through some stuff, and she wants to know how it looks for him. So this is a reading for him, basically.
I really think it's going to be okay, but there's a sense of real anger and betrayal around him, and if he ranted to you, is she gone?
Yeah, but she, yeah.
If he ranted to you, Lisa, he needed to, and he does not mean that, I mean, he's understanding that he may have made you mad. Okay. But all in all, this is going to work out. And for you, would have told you that, oh, my gosh, you have huge success coming your way.
She's going to listen to
this. Money flowing like a waterfall.
She's going to listen to this later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can talk to her like she's here right now.
Oh, my God, I wish I had that in my cards. I mean, it's like just this green river flowing and... she does have a destiny. like how Wendy does, to be an advocate for those who can't speak for themselves.
Especially those that, like the disabled, probably. She's probably going to...
Yes, so it's like every situation that comes along for Wendy, it's she's being called on to champion the cause of those that will come behind her. And it's not been easy. You all have heard her for, gosh, like a year. You know, it's one kettle of fish after another for her. But you know what? Others are going to profit from what Wendy's doing. And as for Lisa, she's got a destiny too, and it's huge. And Lisa, if you're listening to this now that you've gone back in the archives, you are getting closer and closer to what you've always wanted to do. Lisa's always wanted to organize a business that would help displaced homemakers, who a lot of them end up, either in women's shelters or homeless with children and disabled people. And, you know, it would involve a lot of the misbegotten, we'll say, in society, those that come out of mental hospitals and they're okay. Like, what was his name? The guy who killed John Lennon? John. I can't remember his name. John,
yeah.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I don't remember that guy so much. Yeah.
He lives 40 miles from us.
No, that was the guy that shot Reagan.
Oh.
That was Hinckley. He shot Reagan.
Hinckley.
Yeah, he shot Reagan. He was the Jodie Foster movie taxi driver.
Well, he lives 40 miles away.
Yeah.
And
with his mother, and he's been in prison for so long, or not a prison, a psycho ward for so long. He's pretty harmless now at this point. And it was all because of that. He got obsessed with Jodie Foster. It was a crazy shit. But anyway, yeah, so
I
don't mean to take you off your rain track.
She would be taking men or women like that and helping them to build a life, and she's going to end up being very, notable. You'll read about her in People magazine and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, and I swear she's going to make, I hear millions, but somebody's got to make more money than Taylor Swift. Anyway, our money is made of,
I already typed it. No, our money is made up of coins and paper.
It's
we
not
still
paper.
Have coins. We still have coins.
American money is made of cloth.
I know, for fuck's sake.
Then
why Jesus, you... literal Christ.
We want to duke it out right now.
God damn it. Shall we give the chemical composition of the cloth so we really get it right?
You want to go?
Everybody uses
we
the...
We can go.
They say paper, you know, like it's a slang term for what it is. Yes, it is not actual paper.
It's cloth.
Right. But everybody still uses the term paper.
And if you accidentally tear American money, you can send it to Fort Knox and they will replace it. Yeah.
All right. Lisa's back on if you want to give her a wrap. Wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah. And Lisa, you can, like I said, you can go back after the show's over. It'll be archived. She's here. She's here, Deb. Trust.
Lisa?
Have trust. Maybe she can't talk. Maybe the mute button's on. Maybe her phone called by itself
and
butt dialed, but just let it go.
Yeah, listen back on the archives because I was addressing a lot of your future, but also about your son. He needed this time, and I was telling everybody that if he did a lot of ranting and, you know, wild talking and he's going to do this and he's going to do that, well, he just needed that, and he understands if it made you angry. All right. So, anything else? I think that's it. The card, Jim, the card.
Yeah, I'm typing, damn it. All right. Her card from the Healing Angel card is love. The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is one. All is worthwhile for love. Yeah, that word got hidden in the dark. It went to a dark blue shade, real nice of them. All is worthwhile for love. May all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Anissa.
Now, since you are the master of time, space, and dimension.
I never said any type of such
thing. I want to know why it's so hard for you guys to ask for directions.
Yeah, really?
Or how, where something is in a store. I have no trouble. First thing I say,
because you know what?
Is,
God helps those who help themselves. Try to figure shit
say,
out for yourself.
I
why?
Say, I'm so sorry to bother you.
Try to figure shit out for yourself, because you know what? You'll become smarter that way. If you ask for somebody to always hold your hand, hold your pee-pee while you pee-pee, you're never going to grow. You need to figure some shit out for yourself. You'll be better off the next time around it comes up.
You can expedite.
Yeah, if you're in a hurry, sure. I will ask if I'm in a hurry.
A and B and F and J and, you know.
And a lot of that is a stereotype,
too. I go from A to Z.
It's such a stereotype.
Where is the Wawa or whatever?
You don't need to ask for directions anymore because we all have frickin' phones that have frickin' Google Maps or some other GPS shit on it. So those days are gone anyway. Those days are gone. Now you're just, the only thing you really got now is asking where something, what aisle and shelf is something on at a store. You don't need directions to go to anywhere on this planet unless it's so freaking brand new or on some backward-ass road that GPS can't find it, Google Maps.
Okay, Jim, fine. All right, Teresa's here with us, too.
She says back on. I didn't know she was here earlier. But welcome back.
Yeah, I think she's in the queue.
Yeah, I don't know. We're taking the next call.
Well, her situation's critical. Make sure she gets in.
Well, I can't. Then we have to.
Before the end.
Well, we're getting close to the end, and I don't want to do tomorrow repeat and go away almost to half to the next hour because I got to go to the store after here. Comprende? Do you comprende? I guess I'll take that as a yes. She does comprende. All right, next caller is. Let me see. Where are we? Where are we? Where? I really want to know. Aha! It is...
I thought it was, who are you?
I know. I changed the words around sometimes there, Mr. Schnitzelgruven. 856, Jersey 856, to the next caller.
Hi, how are you?
Rosemary is with us.
Hi, hon. How you doing?
A little stressed, though. Looking for work and all that, and... all that happy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm getting annoyed with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can, you know, relate to that. It's tough all over.
It is. It is, yes.
So what's your question be, hon?
Whatever you can get that's coming in for the positive by the end of this month, or either work or moving or whatever you guys can get that's coming up.
Okay.
All right. Cards are going down.
Rachel, I happen to see
the
on the news that
the
you're one of Australia's most popular newscasters had apparently a stroke on the air. This poor man. And, you know, I never think about them being real. That they're human. They're just like, remember, what was the name of the guy?
Boris Bichakakov.
So his head was just in the like TV.
What? What the hell? Boy, if you were playing some kind of guessing charade game or some shit like that, I would look at
Max
and say,
Headroom. Max Headroom.
Oh, that, well, you mean, well, first of all, it's a fictional, like, cartoon-like character, yeah.
They had a really good idea, just like with the cavemen, and they blew it.
That thing was, I hated that fucking guy. He was so annoying. When he would talk, he was like stutter and bounce, and it was, that guy was a fucking dork.
Well,
he kind of was like, almost kind of was a little bit of a cross between David Bowie and Billy Idol, and didn't, you know, kind of look his face-wise and stuff, but yeah, but the,
okay,
yeah, go ahead.
And it looks like you have somebody new here. Why? Hi, why? Maybe he's international.
Well, maybe he's not. Maybe he's from Mars. I guess that would be interstellar, right?
Okay, let's see what we got for Rosemary. First of all, try to work on that anger you feel towards your brother. I know it's justified. I know that this guy is really a... schmuck, you know.
Schmuck's a good term. We like that.
But try to put that fire out. Just not apologizing, but just reaching a point of acceptance that it's going to end, however it's going to end. Because I see here, honey, it's eating at you. It's festering. But try to get rid of that anger. Yeah, it's no good. It'll give you ulcers, maybe poor mental health in the meantime, all that kind of stuff. You don't need it. It's not worth it. You can have your happiness, and you're going to find it. It's right here, and you've got to be careful. Are you involved with the guy overseas?
No, not yet. It's a guy that's here that pissed me off, and I come to go, you know where, and I left him
in
the pizza
shop. Is
that
a guy here? Is he in Jersey or where? Okay, well, you know what? He is a lion SOB. He's right here. Don't deal with him.
Yeah,
yeah,
I just told him to go F himself.
Well, that's, and I hope he does, because he is horrible right here. He would never be faithful to anybody. And the ironic thing is karma's going to come to call, and eventually he may not be able to have anybody, and he'll sit alone as an old, lonely man. So, yeah, forget that one. For you, try to look up, because change is coming. I really think that you're going to have a job soon. It's not the greatest job, but if you have a job, it's easier to get another job, you know, when you're employable. Don't you guys have a lot of factories out there? In Minnesota, where I'm from, it's one of the industries was working in, like, putting pizza together, or I worked in a sewing factory.
Is Zeno still a thing? I never see anything from them.
No, he moved out and took it to China.
What's going on?
No, but I worked in a sewing factory, and I made sleepwear. And then I made hats. And then I moved on to better jobs. But if you have one, it's easier to get another one. And if you've got any kind of those places, give it a look. You know, that's definitely easy. And remember, you don't have to like what you do.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Most of the jobs I had my entire life, I did not like. But I did them because, you know what? I liked the paycheck.
He worked stocking at Kmart.
Well, that was one of my earlier young day jobs.
Tampons and feminine
I was in the department was called cosmetics, but it was cosmetics, and the pharmacy was there, and health and everything else. Yes. I was just one of the things I stocked. Yes.
But you still were able to go get drunk the night before.
Right. You can do that in any job on this planet. Airline pilots and doctors do it all the time. I don't know. Hey, I got brain surgery tomorrow, but you know what? Pour me another round there, bartender. Fuck it.
It's funny about the guy from over here, but he's from Italy, too. Oh, my God. He wants $30 to take him to the airport. I'm like, hell no. I need gas money, too.
Oh, that's true. Maybe you could
Uber, if you had a vehicle. You got to have a vehicle.
He has
Uber.
A vehicle.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I said, hell no. For $30, hell no. It's more money than that.
Well, that's right. Isn't that a long haul from where you are? To get to
about
airport?
20 minutes. Yeah,
oh,
about 20 minutes.
Well,
40-minute round trip for $30, that ain't bad.
And here's another tip for you.
Unless the guy's a jackwad.
Stop thinking in terms of scarcity. You've got to think of your being prepared for abundance, all right? Because I see it right here. Money is huge as an issue for you. But the more you worry about it and the more you don't have any, the universe is going to say, here, let's give you something else, you know, to worry about. Let's take your car away, stuff like that. So you don't want that to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. You listen to Mama Deb. My mother once said to me, you know, if you have to go out on the street and be a call girl, she said, you'd be the best damn call girl there is. All right?
I was like, okay, Mom.
She said, inject yourself a stock portfolio that would choke a horse.
All right, I have a Healing Angel card before we move on. Subject is compassion.
Yeah.
When you show greater compassion towards yourself, the universe will automatically respond by showering you with greater blessings.
There. What did I just say?
I wasn't listening. I was doing shit. I heard, you're a woman. Why would I listen?
Oh, you're digging the grave.
We got
tonight.
Just nod our head. Go, yeah, okay. Okay. Digging. Yeah. Yep. That's what we do. That's the voodoo that we do. All right. Thank you very much, Rosemary. All right. The clock is ticking, Deb.
All right. But we're going to.
Yeah. I'm not going past 8:30. I'll walk away, and you can stay here and go. I have to go to stores. And if you want to come, then you will depart with me. And if you do not, then so be it.
Okay.
Got it. All right. This is next, right?
Sunlight.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
No, actually, let me see. My brain is broken.
No.
My brain's broken quite often. Yeah. This is okay.
So you're a friend of the neighbor.
Oh, what neighbor?
Lisa's neighbor.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant our neighbor. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. Sometimes my brain breaks. All right. We're going to go to serie code 787, which tells me it's Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes. Hello there.
Would this be our eye, Foxy?
Yes, it's Foxy.
Hey, how you doing?
Foxy.
Good,
lady.
How are you?
Well, Jimmy Hendrix.
Oh, so good to hear from you guys again.
Yeah,
long time and no talk.
I love the cute things that you send me and the spiritual ones. I mean, you have a good eye for what people need to listen to and see.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So what's
thank
on
you.
Your mind? Oh, geez.
Well,
what's
I
on your
you,
mind?
I finally found Nikki, my dog, after 9 months.
How
you
about,
remember we found you told
yes,
us yeah
you told us that and
yeah,
I almost fell off my chair.
You emailed her or posted or messaged her or something like that. We like that was pretty cool. You like that? Yeah, those are good stories. You know, those are good stories.
Oh yeah,
that I honestly would have given up myself. Hope wise, I would have still been looking, but hope wise, I would have assumed the worst. Well, that was cool.
I kept seeing some. I said college kids are around this. I said
exactly. No, but. They were
that's
the ones
you.
That found them. They called me up immediately.
Oh, what sweetheart.
That's awesomeness.
Yeah.
Yes, that
is
a success story.
Great.
That's what we all wish would happen when our animals go missing. We always hope that they fall in the hands of somebody that is caring and wants them to return to their owner.
Oh, yeah.
That is cool.
Exactly.
All right.
Now,
so what you got cooking? What do you got cooking? Because the clock is ticking
on
us.
Well, I just want to know just something, general reading.
All right, we can do
El
that.
General.
Yeah, something quick there. Yeah.
Do you have a man in your life? What happened to that one?
Oh, we're still friends. We still
that's
talk
good.
To each other and everything.
Friends.
Yeah, we're just friends. I mean, he says he cares and everything, but also the distance is not easy for him or for me anyway, so.
Yeah, but we got to.
If you... folks out here, and I'm not just saying this.
Kate Whistlin Dixie.
If you saw this lady, she's stunningly beautiful. She could have pick of any man. Maybe there just aren't enough of them in Puerto Rico. You know, good men. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been rough here.
it's a relative term, too. When you... good man, you know, plus it has to be a man that suits you, not just because somebody doesn't trip your trigger doesn't mean they're not a good man. It just
the trouble is,
doesn't, the chemistry might not be right,
yeah,
too, you know.
So as you guys get older, get lazier about a relationship. I mean,
we get smarter.
I've had to kick a few to the curb.
We get a little smarter, too, and it's like, you know what, sometimes we put 110% into this shit, and you chicks don't appreciate it.
Okay, but then there's others.
You don't. You're like, yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't want to go to Pizza Hut. I wanted to have Chinese tonight. Well, I asked you what you fucking wanted.
Hey,
you decide. You pick.
Control yourself.
Hey, what do you want to eat? Oh, you decide. And then you pick. And they're like, no, I don't want that. Well, then, God damn it, you decide. No, you pick.
Okay, now it's interesting.
My God.
It's interesting.
It's funny, but it's true. It is true.
Where's your off switch? Do you have one?
Nope, not tonight. You don't have, you do, your access is denied to my off switch. Go ahead. Go ahead. Back to the iPod.
Uh-oh.
you have a new man coming into your life, and I'm not making this part up. He is going to be introduced to you as a friend of a friend. I think it could be your friend introducing you to somebody that is going to really click with you. And you might find your friend number one wanting to kind of step up, you know, a little better. You know, whenever another dog comes sniffing around, it's like the first alpha dog gets concerned.
Your dogs always sniff butts and crotches.
Well, come on, tell me.
You know why? Because they're smart. No, go ahead.
You men are no different. That's what you're doing, too. So, yeah.
I guess symbolically we are, right? Not physically.
Well, her friend, this man,
right. I gotcha.
Has like peed, what do they call it? Like a circle of trust around her.
He marked his territory?
Yes, he marked her.
Okay.
And another dog's going to come along and say, yeah, I can do that too. And then you've got two alpha dogs going at it. And
are you kidding me?
No, if people say art imitates life, well, I think life imitates life. Because
really?
We go to the movies, it's supposed to just be a drama. But what is it really? It's life.
Well, it depends on the movie. But yeah, we got you. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
You're going to actually agree with
me. I get the picture.
Okay.
Yes, we see.
Well, anyway, yes, you're going to have a beautiful summer coming up. You've got your Nikki. That makes me so happy. Honestly, I cried after the show. I was just so happy.
After what show?
Her dog. The show.
Oh, I thought you meant like a movie because you were talking about. I got you. That's what we all want to see with everybody on Earth who has a missing pet is that they get reunited.
Absolutely.
Yes. Every single one of them.
But, you know, I did feel intuitively that dog did not get hit by a car. You know, it was not out there starving somewhere. I kept saying he's being well cared for. And sure enough.
I guess he probably ran off again because he was so scared of the thunder and lightning when it would rain. And he probably did a number on the other person if someone had him. Everybody took care of him in the area. You know, they were giving him food and everything. Everybody really liked him, you know.
Yeah, thank God for them.
Yes, absolutely. That's what you hope. If you have a missing pet or even like a child or something, you hope it falls into somebody that is caring and cares about the animal or the person and is focused on reuniting the person.
Is he happy being home?
Oh, yeah. Because they kept telling me, the people they were saying, that he would walk next to a person. And he does that over here when he's with me, when I'm going to close the gate. He's always next to me. So they found that pretty weird. And then he would always be, you know, as far as the cats, he wouldn't attack a cat. Because I have a cat, so he was very respectable.
Oh, so
and
they,
then he
they
was
knew
always
that,
looking
obviously.
For a little
yeah.
dog.
Yep.
He was always looking for a little small dog that was like a little Chihuahua, and I have a small dog, so he was always looking for that person that had a little dog, and he would get near it and stay near that dog. So he was like trying to find, you know, his little brothers and sisters and all. He was looking for them, and, you know, he just couldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
But
I was
so grateful I was able to find him, you know, because he was in an area where there was a lot of cars.
Yeah, that's scary. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
but thank God we can turn down.
Yes, absolutely. That's awesomeness. All right, your healing angel card, iFoxy. Subject is divine mystery. You, along with the sun, earth, moon, and stars, are part of one creation. a divine mystery unfolding each moment. Be present and feel the power of now. Be in the moment and witness the wonder of it all.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Sounds great.
It does indeed.
Take care.
It's awesome that you showed up, and it's good to hear from you.
Always.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, come see us again real soon.
Y'all come back now. You hear well, Deb?
Yeah. All right. Take us out.
All right, Deb. I will let you pick the song because I picked it last night. I just clicked one. You pick a song. Pick a song, any song.
We don't have that many.
Name that tune. Well, we don't need 1,000, for God's sake.
Well, play Madonna then.
There you go, Madonna.
We
don't control that.
We're going to be back on News to the Soul on Monday.
Monday, Bloody Monday.
3 p.m. Eastern, and that would be 3 p.m. Pacific. Please join us then. We'll look for you.